I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Zombieland 2 Double Tap at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Zombieland 2 picks up 10 years after the events of the first Zombieland movie, which came out 10 years ago. The gang is all back. We've got Tallahassee, played by Woody Harrelson, Columbus, played by Jesse Eisenberg, Wichita, played by Emma Stone, and Little Rock, played by Abigail Breslin. The three have spent the past 10 years in the zombie apocalypse, mostly on the road killing off hordes of zombies and engaging in their usual antics. However, we learn they recently took up residence in the White House, where they play around with all manner of historical items and every day is like Christmas. It's not long before this more domestic way of life starts to unsettle Little Rock. Now a teenager, she wants to break free. She wants to hang out with some people her own age, maybe even find a boyfriend. In the past 10 years, we also see that the relationship between Wichita and Columbus has gotten serious, and one night he proposes to her. This spooks Wichita, so she and Little Rock ditch the boys and head off on the road together in search of something new. Woody Harrelson's Tallahassee has, in the past 10 years, come to see himself as a sort of father figure to Little Rock, and he's worried about her. Columbus also pines for his recently departed Wichita. It's not long, though, before a new character enters the film. Her name is Madison, played by Zoe Deutsch. She takes a liking to Columbus, which gets awkward when Wichita comes back to apologize to Columbus after about a month. Anyway, it's then that we learn that Little Rock has ditched Wichita after finding a boyfriend. The three remaining members of the gang decide to go on the road to look for Little Rock with the new Madison in tow. So, I really had a great time with Zombieland 2. After 10 years, I had almost forgotten about Zombieland, but sitting in this movie, I loved being back with the characters. The chemistry between our four leads is excellent, and they're a fun bunch. Seeing them engage in some fantasy fulfillment of getting to do whatever they want in this zombie wasteland is a treat, and their personalities still work well together. Jesse Eisenberg's Columbus is still giving us voiceovers, reminding us of his 70-plus rules for surviving in Zombieland. This film does the same sort of tricks with the cinematography that the first movie did, flashing Columbus's rules on the screen when one of them pays dividends for a character. The movie works these little bits in cleverly. The new addition to our group here, Madison, can come close to being annoying at times. You see, she's lived in a mall freezer all these years and is a relic of 2009 when the zombie apocalypse began. She still dresses in all pink jumpsuits, does yoga, and talks in the ultra-high-pitched little girl voice you sometimes hear. She's not a good fit for Columbus, who is too smart for her, and the tension between Madison and the hard-as-nails Wichita can be amusing. Zoe Deutsch, as Madison, is an actress I have liked ever since I first saw her in Vampire Academy. That film is not good, but she's good in it, and I'm glad to see her appearing in more things. Her character here in Zombieland is expertly played, and she shows some real comedic chops by depicting the kind of person we've all run into and actually kind of making us feel bad for her at times. Anyway, the film does smartly drop Madison after just enough time so she doesn't bog things down. It's not long before we're back with the three principals looking for Little Rock, who has taken up residence in a hippie commune where no guns are allowed. Her musician boyfriend smokes a lot of pot and pretends that he wrote famous songs that he thinks Little Rock has never heard before. So, in short, he's a tool, and this business of a bunch of people living in a walled-in community surrounded by zombies and not having any guns is obviously not going to work out. It's important that Tallahassee, Wichita, and Columbus find Little Rock before she's in trouble. Which brings me to an innovation this film brings to the Zombieland universe. In this movie, we've got new kinds of zombies. Seems the undead have evolved since the last film, and Eisenberg's narration explains to us the different zombie types. There are homers, zombies so dumb it's not even worth wasting ammunition on them. Then there are ninjas who quietly sneak up on you and kill you before you even know it. And then there are T-800s, ultra-dangerous zombies that are very difficult to kill. All of this zombie action makes for some gleeful gore. I especially liked Tallahassee's method of finally killing the first T-800 he meets by stomping its skull in. Along the way, our gang stops by Graceland, thinking they might find Little Rock there, but to Tallahassee's extreme dismay, they find the place in ruins. This leads them to a nearby attraction where they meet Nevada, played by Rosario Dawson. I really, really liked this character. She's an Elvis fan like Tallahassee, and it's not long before the two of them become lovers. It made me happy to see Tallahassee find someone, and Nevada is just a cool character who has found her own way to survive in this zombie hell. At one point, Thomas Middleditch and Luke Wilson show up in a very Shaun of the Dead-style gag as near-carbon copies of Tallahassee and Columbus. They both have the mannerisms of our two OGs, and I thought Middleditch and Wilson did a very good job of mimicking them. The film culminates just as I had expected. The gang is reunited at the hippie commune where Little Rock has run off to, and it's up to them to defend the place just as an army of T-800s attacks it. This makes for some great Tallahassee moments. The performances in Zombieland 2 are all welcome. I always loved Woody Harrelson's Tallahassee, this sort of redneck with an anger problem. He throws multiple tantrums in Zombieland 2, and they're funny. Jesse Eisenberg's Columbus is the awkward yet smart survivor we've always known. He struggles, probably for the first time in his life, with having to deal with two romantic interests in this movie, one of whom is quite annoyed that he found himself someone else when she was only gone for a month. Which brings me to Wichita. She's as much no-nonsense fun as ever, and I found it funny that she and Little Rock would ditch the two male leads so quickly as they would have in the first film. Abigail Breslin, meanwhile, is an actress who I really like, and she is great as a now young adult in Zombieland 2. We can understand her motivations, and she's good at being slightly annoyed with the overprotective Tallahassee. Zombieland 2 is well shot, directed by Zombieland 1 director Ruben Fleischer in the same way as the first. The zombie effects are strong, and it's got clever quips throughout. The new characters are all good, especially Nevada, and this film moves along at a brisk pace with quick editing. The visual tricks are smart, and the ending is satisfying. I walked out of my theater with a smile on my face, and oh, stick around for the end credits to see the return of Bill Murray in a sequence that really surprised me. I loved Zombieland 2. I give it a 4 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.